Psalm 19, When God Speaks Without Words. Psalm 19 is stitched like a sanctuary. You enter through the wide doors of creation, pass into the lamp-lit chamber of Scripture, and finally kneel in the hidden place of the heart. Many psalms ask God to do something. This one asks us to notice. 1. The sky as a wordless liturgy. The heavens declare. New International Version. The verb is active, ongoing. Creation is not a museum exhibit, but a choir that never takes a breath. Yet it is a choir with no speech, no words. That is not a problem. It is the point. The sky preaches without manipulating. It refuses the tools we often reach for: volume, outrage, branding. In the ancient Near East, the sun was usually a god. Think of Shamash. Archaeology even shows solar symbols on seals and carvings across the region. Psalm 19 borrows the imagery: a bridegroom, a champion runner, but it de-gods the sun. The sun is not the ruler. It is the servant on a set course. Creation is not divine. It is obedient. One detail Western readers often miss: the Hebrew word for expanse, in rakia, carries the sense of something hammered out, like metalwork. The sky is pictured as crafted, temple-like, the work of his hands. The universe is not random space, it is ordered workmanship, a place fitted for worship. Then comes the odd phrase, their voice goes out, their words. After insisting there are no words, the psalm is playing with paradox to make you listen differently. God's first sermon is not verbal, it is inescapable. Cross-references, Romans 1:20, Job 38:4-7. 2. The Torah that revives what awe cannot. Notice the divine name shift. The first half uses a more general title for God, the second half bursts into Lord Yahweh. Awe can get you to wonder, but it cannot tell you God's covenant name, nor can it diagnose your soul. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The phrase refreshing is literally returning the life, meshibat nefesh. Scripture does not merely inform, it turns a person around. Calvin called the world a theatre of God's glory, but the word is the script that explains the drama. Even Karl Barth, skeptical of natural theology, still heard Psalm 19 insisting that creation's witness is real, yet incomplete without God's self-speech. Cross-references: 2 Timothy 3:16-17, Psalm 119-195, John 1:1-5. 3. From hidden faults to the mouth's offering. The final prayer is surgical: forgive my hidden faults. The Hebrew for errors can mean unintentional sins, missteps you didn't plan and still must not excuse. Then, keep your servant from willful sins. It is possible to move from blindness to brazenness if grace does not interrupt us. The psalm ends where Psalm 18 also ends: rock and redeemer. The God who steadies you is the God who buys you back. And the last line turns your speech into sacrifice: may the words of my mouth, the tongue becomes an altar. Suggested hymn, God Who Stretched the Spangled Heavens, Catherine Cameron, or Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence, to echo creation's wordless praise. Prayer. Lord, teach me to read the sky without worshipping it, and to read your word without mastering it. Expose what I have normalized and what I have not noticed. Rescue me from the sins I excuse and the pride I defend. Make my silence honest, my words clean, and my heart a place where your glory can rest. You are my rock and my redeemer. Amen.